Some Sadducees also deny that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman, but died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and likewise all the seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now, at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be?" For all seven had been married to her. Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush when he called, 'Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' And he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for to him all are alive." Some of the scribes said in reply, "Teacher, you have answered well." And they no longer dared to ask him anything. The Gospel of the Lord.
Can you hear me okay? Oh, that's better. So it's my great pleasure to introduce and to present to Father Dennis this morning our confirmation candidates, and I ask all of you to please rise, our confirmation candidates. So Father Dennis, today we have 8 adults and 2 teens, and they have studied, they have prayed, they've read the scriptures, they've reflected on the role of the Holy Spirit in their lives. Our teens attended retreats and did service projects, and above all, their faith has endured a pandemic, and I am proud to say they are ready to be confirmed.
Having listened to the gospel this morning, you'll be aware of how often Jesus in his time was asked many, many, many questions. And the people who were asking him the questions were not really looking for an answer. They just wanted to see what he would say or put him to the test. And even to today, there's lots of people like that. And you're going to find now as you go through life, and today you're going to be confirmed. You'll probably meet people at work or wherever your friends are, and they begin asking you questions maybe about your religion. And it reminds me, now I have to remember this from way back in the recesses of my mind. But I remember reading a story about a man who had become a convert and had been baptized and being confirmed like you're going to be this morning. And after all that, he met a friend of his. And the friend said to him, "So, I heard you recently became a convert." And he said, "Yes, I have." But he said, "Tell me, what do you know about all? where was Jesus born? And the guy said, I'm not sure, maybe in Jerusalem. And when do we celebrate his birthday? Again, the guy said, I'm not sure about that. And how old was he when he died? And again, the man who had recently become a convert said, I'm not sure. And his friend said to him, well, for somebody who has just become a convert, you don't know much about it. Well, he said, maybe I don't know much about it. But I do know, he said, that before I became a convert, I was a drunkard. I was a gambler. I neglected my wife and my family. I wouldn't help anybody. I was just mean. But he said, since I became a convert, I no longer am a drunkard. I no longer am a gambler. I love my wife and family. I take care of them. And I do my best to help anybody that I can. That's what becoming a convert has meant to me. That's what Jesus has done for me. So he was more about orthopractice than orthodoxy, knowing all the right answers. I read only this morning, actually, but I kind of had to figure in my mind before. A Pew Research, you know, people who inquire about religion in the country. Here in this country at the moment, 89% of people who are questioned asked a simple question, do you believe in God? Said, yes, I do. So 89% of people out there believe in God. Do they show that? Look what's happening in our country here to today. People are so divided. Look at all the anger that we live in today, where so many people are eaten up with anger and bitterness and resentment. Yet 89% say they believe in God. It's not about believing in God. It's about putting that belief into practice. It's all about one thing. And that one thing is a four-letter word. Love. Love. That's what Jesus taught us, tried to tell us time and time and time and time again. And our call as Christians is not to know all the answers, but it's to practice love. It's so simple. That's why we don't do it. And that sounds a ridiculous thing to say, but it's so, so simple. That's all we had to do. Each one of you were created in love, for love, and you are love, whether you know it or not. And I can look at each one of you here, and if I don't see an image of God in you, or anybody else, then I don't know much about my faith. My faith. And it's simple. It's simple. It's not all about commandments and laws and rules, but it is all about love. And so today, you're going to be confirmed, strengthened. You're going to make a commitment to try and live that for the rest of your life. Live as a person of love. And share that love whenever you get an opportunity. That's simple, isn't it? And that's what it's all about. Simple. Now, so let's